€1 is roughly what you pay for 1 gigabyte of internet data in Egypt. In South Africa, the two largest mobile operators, MTN and Vodacom, are charging 10 times more. The result? Almost half of South Africa's population are too poor to afford regular internet access. Especially the youth are not happy with the situation.
It is too expensive. And considering, you know, in other places in Africa where it's like
Cheap.
That's what hurts me.
Yeah.
It hurts me because my thing is, if Vodacom is South African, why is it cheaper in another country? And yet we're getting the wrath. Is it, are we paying other people's bills? Is that what actually happening? Because now that's really freaking me out. That's unacceptable.
Being the IT guy, I now have to check whether connectivity is actually better so that I can manage my data usage, you know? It's insane.
Social media campaigns like Data Must Fall are now drawing attention to the high prices local operators charge. It is a widely discussed issue.
Those two places, you don't have data.
It's really rare, and it's the city.
At Johannesburg's Metro FM, radio host Bonginkosi Dlamini, aka DJ Zola, has invited students into the show to discuss the issue.
You guys have been hearing about this noise, Data Must Fall, right?
Smaller data bundles cost much more than bigger bundles, which wealthier people can buy. This means young people and poor households are hit the hardest. Carefully considering every megabyte, poor students are losing out on important learning opportunities, says nursing student Mpo Mofokeng.
When I compare to other children who had access to internet, they performed much better than I.
These are varsity students. We need them to graduate. So if they find a hurdle where they cannot now study because of things like bundles, it becomes unfair to them. And maybe bundles in Africa should be taken pretty much in data as a basic human right need. Maybe should be associated somewhere with water and bread and a meal.
Tembile Township, south of Johannesburg, is the place that nursing student Mpo calls home. Here, most people live on social grants or on what relatives can spare. Mpo studied nursing, but had to drop out for lack of funds. She spends about half of her income on airtime and data. If she does not have any money left, Mpo walks to the local mall. But she's been attacked several times and had her phone stolen on her way there. Today, a friend accompanies her so that she can send off a job application.
I have to pass through a whole lot of things. First, the busy road, and then I'll have to go through that open field where they are robbers there, and then I'll have to come here for that 30 minutes. I do everything in a hurry. Sometimes I might miss a step or miss something important that could help me or help my sister.
For the activists of the Right to Know movement, access to knowledge and opportunities should be a basic human right. For years, they've been trying to negotiate better terms of access to the internet, says Cleopatra Shezi, who is a member.
Data is not a luxury. We have a right to communicate. But at the moment, I don't see that happening because those who afford to buy themselves data know who are privileged to have internet in their offices or workplace or at home. They are the ones who are communicating freely. What about the poor of the poorest? What about the working class who are unemployed? That is the big question.
Data has become the door opener to a better life. For many young people in South Africa, however, this door remains firmly shut by the network operators. An official inquiry has recently been launched investigating whether the big players are fixing the prices behind the scenes.